My mom is working for Magnum Drive Chain, and they're undecided about keeping the factory open or closed. And with her being out on workers' comp, it's hard to find that money without scholarships and opportunities like Say Yes.
Jaquar Sampson's one of the students who's been helping spread the word about Syracuse's Say Yes to Education program.
This year, I met with U.S. Senator Gillibrand and the Say Yes president and everybody at the SU for a press conference, and we were just talking about Say Yes and how much of a difference it made to me and a couple other seniors from across the district.
Last week, Jaquar walked off the Civic Center stage with a diploma from Nottingham High School as one of more than 600 heading off to college in the fall for free.
I thought it was going to be moving to Detroit. They closed that option for the Chrysler people, so Say Yes came at the right time, I guess you could say. It was like, yeah, a superhero for education.
Karen Conroy's headed to Marist College in the fall on a Say Yes scholarship.
I was researching schools a lot, and my dad had heard about the Say Yes to Education, and I found out that my top school was on the list, so I knew that I could definitely take advantage of it.
Her father, John, says without Say Yes, tough times would make putting two kids through college a challenge, to say the least.
Absolutely, it'd be more difficult. It helps me out a lot.
Both Jaquar and Karen make a point to say they hope Say Yes can prove Syracuse City schools work.
It's definitely a misconception. I have friends that go to Harvard. I got friends that go to Yale.
I've gone to a city school my whole life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I love everything about it. I love the diversity, and I definitely wouldn't change it.
Both my kids have excelled in the city schools. They've graduated with honors. They've been accepted to the top schools, top programs in the schools. And this is just one more tool.
Superintendent Dan Lowengard says John Conroy's right, but there's still work to be done, and Say Yes will help.
As a school system, we focus on the kids we still haven't reached, and many of those kids are kids growing up in poverty.
But for Jaquar, whose college dream is coming true, Say Yes to Education's already been a life changer.
I want to say thank you to Say Yes because they made it possible for me and a couple of my friends to go to college as well.
While Say Yes is making college attainable for students across the socioeconomic spectrum, it's also making Syracuse a more attractive place to live.
I'd move to Syracuse in a New York second.
That's tomorrow in part three of our series, Say Yes to Education, Shaping the Present, Building the Future. Alex Silverman, News Radio 570, WSYR.